Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Paul McCartney, The Life, by Philip Norman, narrated by Jonathan Keeble.
Prologue. All Our Yesterdays. On the 4th of December 1965, the Beatles appeared at Newcastle-on-Tyne's City Hall, during what would be their last ever British tour. I was a 22-year-old reporter in the Newcastle office of the Northern Echo, a daily paper circulating throughout the Northeast. Orders from my news desk were to go along and try and get a word with them. I set out on the assignment with zero hope. The Beatles had already been the biggest story in pop music, and increasingly beyond it, for more than 2 years. From my lowly, limited vantage point, what new insight could I hope to add? As for getting a word with them, this tour came in the wake of their Rubber Soul album, their second smash-hit film, Help, their historic performance to 55,000 people at New York's Shea Stadium, and their investiture as MBEs by the Queen. I'd be competing not only with Tyneside's own heavyweight media, but also the national newspapers and broadcasters who had offices there. Even if I did manage to get close to them, why would they waste a second on some nobody from the Northern Echo? Like almost every young male in the Western Hemisphere, my daily fantasy was to swap lives with a Beatle, and there was no question as to which one. Paul, a year my senior, was the most obviously good-looking. John, for all his magnetism, could never be called that, while George had good bone structure but unsightly teeth, and Ringo was Ringo. If the adolescent female frenzies...